This supervisor did not have a character problem. You know, scarcity mentality, afraid. Supervisor also was mature enough that he realized that he could go through some different changes as well, that he needed to. New skills. He literally, in small ways, started to involve them in those important decisions. Important decisions. And they worked on the schedules, the quality standards. They developed them themselves. They interviewed suppliers. They selected the materials. They developed a kind of pride about the quality of their work, even if no one else recognized it or not. It was an internal pride thing. They also did their own evaluation of themselves. And in a matter, this is a real situation. It's not hypothetical, not made up. In a matter of a few weeks, it was a turned-on group of janitors. But see, the human relations approach is insufficient. It took the human resource approach and also the point you're making to realize that these people are intrinsically worthwhile in and of themselves. And it's just not what you are going to do to them that's going to make it happen, see? And they helped to develop the whole package, and it happened. If you get principle-centered, you might have certain circumstances that require extremely strong control. I know you won't like this decision, but we have to move fast. Here's the situation. I didn't even have time to explain. Will you sustain it, see? And the person will. And someone says, wow, look at that. Look at that dictator. Really, they don't understand. Until you get into the paradigm, you will judge any of the behaviors of the paradigm from the other paradigm. And you'll find the weaknesses. One time I had two clients, one in the south, one in the northeast, in the same business. The one in the northeast was just doing marvelously with a much higher cost structure than the one in the south. And I was talking about this one time to the one in the south, and they basically, you know, poo-pooed it as idealistic. Hey, come on, get real. You don't know what our realities are here. And I realized they have to see a model. Otherwise, they'd never get a vision really in their head. And without a vision, people perish. They need to get a vision. Had him come up to New England and sit and watch. They could not believe these self-managing teams. The absence of supervision and people really running and doing things. And then they took off about 2:30 in the afternoon. But they were producing more, better quality. What do you think in the performance agreements one of the consequences was? Yeah, you can take off as soon as you have met this quantity and this quality standard. They were looking, where are the supervisors, see? They didn't have to have anyone on their back. I was working on material years ago on this, and I was trying to think, now what's the best way to supervise? You can't be controlling and hard, but then if you're soft and permissive, it's just chaotic and messy. Then I started to realize, wait a minute. It's not people, it's principles and goals that supervise. If people would help develop those principles and participate in the formation of those goals, then why wouldn't they supervise? And then the role of the management and the leader is to become a helper. I also had an experience, and I think probably this did it to me, with a boss who dealt with me that way. And he's always saying, how can I help you, Stephen? What would you like me to do? Let me identify what my background is, and you might find some resources in it that might be helpful to you. Well, my old paradigm was the benevolent authoritarian. Well, really, what does he want to do, see? You know, that's nice. That's one of the nicest approaches I've ever heard, see? It's the new human relations approach. It's the new human relations talk. And I would say, well, anytime you want to visit, that's fine. We'd like, well, I don't know if it'll be helpful to you. You maybe have other things going on. You know your situation much better than I. I thought, wow, he's persisting with this. In fact, it wasn't an opportune time for him to come. It would have been disruptive. But see, he was my boss, and after all, you know, if he wants to do that. But I sensed his sincerity and eventually said, listen, it really wouldn't be good. It'd be a lot better in a couple of months. That's fine. I'm only here to help you. He arrived at the airport, driving in. He said, what would you like me to do? You know, I didn't even get the message enough that I could have sent him stuff ahead, but I didn't. And I said, well, what whatever you'd like. I mean, what did you want to do? He said, I'm here to help you. You know your whole situation. So I gave him things. He did them. Turned around and said, is there anything else I can do?